USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The House of Representatives has delivered an article of impeachment against Donald Trump for incitement of insurrection at the U.S. Capitol.
Donald John Trump, President of the United States, is impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors, and that the following article of impeachment be exhibited to the United States Senate.
Senators will be sworn in tomorrow, trial set to begin February 9th. The Senate voted this evening to confirm Janet Yellen as the first female Secretary of the U.S. Treasury.
The nomination is confirmed.
The vote was 84 to 15. President Joe Biden signed an executive order this afternoon to revitalize America's manufacturing industry. About 540,000 factory jobs have been lost since last February. The executive order directs the federal government to increase its purchases of American-made goods and remove loopholes. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The first case in the U.S. of a new variant of coronavirus from Brazil has been found in Minnesota. It was detected in a traveler from Brazil. It's one of four variants being closely watched by officials at the CDC. It had only been reported in Brazil and among four travelers from Brazil to Japan. The Biden administration has re-implemented a travel ban to dozens of countries to stop the spread of the coronavirus variants. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki made the announcement today.
Beginning tomorrow, international travelers to the United States must provide proof of a negative test within 3 days of travel.
The ban affects travelers who have recently been to South Africa, Brazil, the United Kingdom, and 26 countries in Europe, along with China, Iran, and Ireland. The CDC has also signed an order requiring masks on all airplanes, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and rideshare vehicles for all travelers two and older. New York and California are loosening restrictions as hospital capacity improves. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sarah Sanders, former White House press secretary under President Trump and daughter of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, announced this morning that she is running for governor of the state of Arkansas.
Our state needs a leader with the courage to do what's right, not what's politically correct or convenient.
She joins a crowded field of Republican candidates. A 17-year-old boy was arrested this morning for shooting and killing a pregnant woman, her unborn child, and four other people inside an Indianapolis home early Sunday morning. A juvenile was also critically wounded.
I myself am heartbroken for the lives that have been taken too soon, for the young life that's forever been changed, and for the life that never got a chance to start.
Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Chief Randall Taylor, Mayor Joe Hogsett called it a devastating act of violence. The matchup is set for Super Bowl 55.
The Kansas City Chiefs will get a chance to repeat as NFL champions after beating the Buffalo Bills 38-24 in the AFC Championship game. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeated the Green Bay Packers 31-26 in the NFC Championship game to provide their opposition. The win sends Tampa quarterback Tom Brady to his 10th Super Bowl, extending his record for most appearances in the game. With the Bucs' win, they become the first team to play in a Super Bowl in their home stadium. Super Bowl 55 will happen February 7th at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. Capacity at the 65,000-seat stadium will be capped at 22,000 fans. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.